So I've been thinking about names. We have a new baby in church now, and we're so excited for it. And the first thing that everybody asks is, what are you going to name the baby? And even in the Bible, names are so important. They're just not you know, Tom, George, whatever name that you give to people, but that is a declaration of the character and the destiny of the person. So I was just thinking about the names that God reveals himself to us through. And the name of Jesus, you know, Jesus means Savior. And every time the Bible uses the word Jesus, call on the name of Jesus. There was no other name given to man by which he must be saved. Yeah, everyone who calls in the name of Jesus will be saved. So Jesus' name means Savior, and it's used in the context of saving. And in the same way, there is this other name that God gave to Israelites to bring them out of Egypt, out of slavery into the promised land. And it was so revered by the Israelites that they were even scared to write it down in full. They wrote just the consonants of the word, and that name is Yahweh, the great I am that we say nowadays. Yeah. And what does this name mean? This is the name that did all the miracles in Egypt, that opened the Red Sea, that provided, that protected, that led these Israelites to their destiny. This is the name of miracles. This is the name of breakthrough. Yeah? Yahweh, what does it mean? So I did some research. So the name Yahweh means, it's referring to a God who has no beginning and no end, who is constant. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's a relational God. Every time Yahweh was used in the Bible, it's in the context of a covenant. He's a God who is here with us. He's Emmanuel. Aren't you glad for that? I can already feel his presence. He is so good. And I believe this is what God's been showing me. I believe that as we fill this air, that every cubic inch we fill with the declaration, with the praises of who God is, I believe that he's going to manifest himself in the character that we declare. Okay, so this morning, if we want to see God move mightily, we want to see God face to face, we want to declare the praises. A praise is nothing but a loud declaration of the character of God. The character of God is declared in his name. So how many of you want to do that with me? Yeah, imagine 100 people singing out the name of Jesus, Yahweh, filling the air with his praise, and that his presence is enthroned on the praises of his people. Are you ready to do that today? Yeah, shall we do that? Okay, let's do it.
Mountains shaking ground. Can we declare the names and the titles of Jesus? There are more than 100 in the Bible. Yeah, take a minute to find one or two, and let's, you know, the revelation comes as we declare the names of Jesus. He is the Almighty One, who was and is to come. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Come, let's declare the names and the titles of our glorious Lord Jesus.
He's the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep.
Thank you. Just a whisper. feel there are some here wondering, can I have a conversation with God every day? Does it have to happen that I hear God's voice every single day? Can it happen? Can I communicate with God every day? And there are some days where you do communicate with Him, and there are some days that you just don't feel anything. And you wonder on those days, why am I not feeling something? Why can't I feel God's presence? Or is it, am I supposed to feel God's presence every day? And I feel God just wants you to know that He walks with us at every step of the way. He's always there. He's always there to communicate with you. And He wants you to have conversations with Him. You know, just like how you talk to yourself sometimes and you wonder, why am I talking to myself? He wants you to have conversations with Him every day and expect that you'll hear from Him. Yeah? He walks with us throughout the day, through the cool of the day. In fact, when in the Garden of Eden, He would meet with Adam and Eve every day. And they would have conversations with each other every day. And I feel sometimes that's something that we kind of overlook. But I feel like after you go from this meeting today, make it a point to talk to God every day. See what He has to say to you. See what He has for you, you know. Just converse with Him and see what happens.
Even on what Andrew has shared, I think they just specifically, I think God has spoken to someone, and I'll say that this is what the Lord says, as a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. I'm not sure for who this is, but this is what the Lord is saying. And to add on to exactly what Andrew was saying, He's saying, I have never let go of you. Do not let go of me. He's saying, I'm just a breath away. I'm standing at the door of your heart and knocking. If you would just let me in, and I'll take care of the hurt that's inside. This is the word of the Lord. I'm not sure for who, but it's for specifically for people.
I just wanted to share one verse in Psalm. I think it's Psalm 94 or 93, I don't know. It says, when my foot slips, God upholds me. His Lord of mercy upholds me. He's so merciful that when our foot slips, He upholds us. And in the multitudes of my anxieties, whatever it could be an anxiety of not able to hear from God, not able to have a good relation with your spouse or any area, work life or anything. In the multitudes of my anxieties within me, His comfort delights my soul. So whatever it is, I just felt like saying it could be any anxiety of any area. But even in the multitudes of anxieties, His comfort delights our soul, and He will.
Just in line with this, I just got this picture. Last week we have listened to one of Chris Valentin's message. In that, there's a small testimony which was shared. Its name is Abandoned. So there's a father and the daughter. So the daughter and the father, their common sport is running. So they feel very happy when they run together. And all of a sudden, the daughter develops this she loses her eyesight, and she feels that her father abandoned her and he left away. But in fact, in reality, her father is always with her, you know, always with her. But he just wants her to get onto her own legs, stand on her own legs, and walk and fight her own battle. So in the same way, we have our Father. He's just not a Father. He's everlasting Father. He's always with us. Not for a moment. Always, every day. So whatever fears and worries we have, we just need to cast out all of them unto Him, because He's there to take care of us. Just want to encourage you all.
Hi. So in 2001, I had a fall. And after which I had a very bad shoulder injury, but at the time I couldn't afford to do physiotherapy and things like that, and it ended up becoming very painful. So I lived with this pain since then. The pain has never gone. It comes in, like, sometimes it's more intense and sometimes it's more bearable, but it's never disappeared. And I didn't come on Friday expecting anything. In fact, I think for a point I even stopped praying. I was like, God, you're just going to do it when you're going to do it. I'm tired of even asking you for this anymore. And it became so much a part of my life. And when they asked, you know, if anyone needs healing, I didn't even step up because it had just become so much a part of me. And then Donna remembered that Austin had shared that I was suffering with this pain, and so they prayed over me. And I was in shock because I could feel the heat, I could feel burning, and all of a sudden, I could just feel that pain completely lift off me. I went to bed, no pain, woke up the next morning, no pain, today, no pain. And it is, I'm just completely free of it.
I would like to share one more thing. I feel like someone saying here, how much time, like Sunit said, God might be, like Father might be waiting outside just to see us come through the issues and troubles in our life. We don't feel his presence or something like that. So God told me this thing a few days back regarding me, so I feel like releasing it to you. It's like God is not the chef of a fast food restaurant. Okay, so he won't cook us so fast. So he will slowly grill us and it will be a delicious food. So he will make us a delicious food. And he is a chef of a billion-star restaurant, not a five-star or seven-star restaurant. So he will cook us slowly, so he'll take his time. It's for our good.
Does anyone else have a testimony of God's goodness in their life, a healing, a miracle, something that God has done that you want to testify for?
So as we were praying on Friday, Joanna got healed, and like Joanna, I've also been living with a severe injury for the past 5-6 years, and I can do everything normally, but my right ankle has had permanent cartilage damage because of a basketball injury, and every time I play, it pains, and even if I like touch it, I can feel pain, you know. And I kind of gave up on it and I said, listen, I'm not playing basketball anymore, so it's fine, I can live with this. And on Friday, after Joanna got healed, I said, listen, why not just ask for healing? I know I'm not playing anymore, but if I can get healed, why not? And so everybody just gathered around and prayed for me, for my knees as well, but mostly for the ankle. And that pain that I usually get when I hold my ankle in that particular area is gone. It's completely gone, and it's almost like as if the cartilage has grown back, because it feels a little more firm, you know. I could feel it a little soft and weak, but now it's not like that anymore, and I just want to praise God.
Yeah.
death could not hold him, and the veil torn before him, that he silenced the boast of sin and grave.